92.3 is FM Talk. There is
a house. So I was at Costco yesterday, and a checkout, the clerk says, do you want a box for those, sir? And I said, no, I hate violence. Can't I just pay with a card? I'm John Potter, live and local, Saturday morning, 9 to noon. In the studio right now as our guest, we have a brain health expert. My wife tells me I have to listen very closely to what you have to say. Derek Lee is director of research and development for Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. And you know what? You're based in Minden.
That's correct.
Minden. They manufacture formulas to improve your brain. Hi, Derek.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff to me. I mean, of all things, you were fascinated with brain performance. Why is that? How did this begin for you?
Well, in 2015, I had health issues. And starting in 2015 to 2019, I was diagnosed with more than 13 autoimmune disorders. And in 2015, I started being diagnosed with all the brain disorders. So I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And then in December of 2019, I was diagnosed with fully engaged dementia at the age of 44.
What?
And given less than 6 months to live.
In 2019?
2019, because my brain was degrading at that fast of a rate.
Now, you had a great career before all this.
I did.
Environmentalist, right?
That's right.
And this prompted you to just drop this a very good career that you had. Takes a lot of education to tackle performance issues with the brain. You hit upon a formula 5 years ago. How did you come up with this formula for the brain?
Well, based on how my brain was degrading, if anyone has Googled how to repair the brain, the first response when you get to Google is you kind of get laughed at by Google because there is no information on how to repair the brain. It's only there is no way to repair the brain. That's the information you get. There's like one or two pages on Google, and it's just not possible.
Yeah, that's what we're taught. I mean, once it goes, it goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's and all everything's over. So I was given less than 6 months to live, and I got to a place of I experimented with every single nootropic I could find that's supposed to benefit the brain, and the only thing I found was all they do is stimulate the brain. Stimulate is not repairing. Stimulate is only activating, and when, a lot of times when you stimulate, you have a crash that follows. And so day after day, there is never any improvement. Even if, so if you don't take the stimulant, there is no benefit.
So your formula is not stimulant. These formulas have Chinese and Native American origins. Why?
Because they're based in natural herbs, roots, berries, fruit powders, fruit extracts. And because when we pair that with the amino acid complex I developed.
Oh, you pair that with amino acids?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. In the diagnosis of 2019, I had to get away from science. I had to get away from medicine because that's not going to get me anywhere. There's decades of evidence that's going to show and prove that you cannot repair the brain. And so what I had to do is, okay, what is a human composed of? Down to the basic nuts and bolts of humanity, humans are composed of chains of amino acids. And so I knew that I had to get to some type of chain of amino acids that can actually start to repair not only the body, but we also have to get to the brain. And so in developing the amino acid complex, it took some trial and error, but my first crack at it, it was the first time in January 2020, when I had the feeling or sensation of, oh my God, I think I'm actually going to be able to live a little bit longer, live long enough to actually put this together with no intention of ever developing a company, just that I might be able to repair myself.
I'm talking to a guy who was diagnosed with full dementia 4 years ago, so bad that you were given less than 6 months to live.
That's correct.
I guess it works, huh? I
mean, still here.
So how did you test this formula? Were you the guinea pig?
I had to be.
Nope. Like a Dr. Frankenstein here.
Had to be. Because if I could not heal myself, how could anyone else tell me that it's going to work?
And so you, with your condition, you were the first to try it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the perfect way, right?
It's
and you know how you feel, and
that's it. And because and that's how the whole thing started. And so people that were around me, that they noticed how I was improving, and they started asking me, well, how? I'm like, I just started giving it to anyone who was interested because I was improving. And so then they started improving. And so it's just, I mean, since this conception of brain health formulas, biotechnologies, I've probably given away 500 bottles to various, I mean, this includes COVID.
So you have a product to treat COVID, also RSV and the flu, right?
All of it.
Wow, you do a lot of work here. Well, let me ask you this. When it comes to the brain, and I haven't kept up with this at all, how do the pharmaceutical companies treat these conditions? And why do you feel they're inadequate? What about modern science here, Derek?
I look and I stay up, kind of try to stay up to date with modern science. Mm-hmm. I try to stay up to date with modern medicine. And these days I just sit there and laugh. Because all pharmaceuticals and science, most of it is all based in chemicals. And chemicals, with humans these days, we don't really absorb chemicals. And even pharmaceutical companies are putting out these days, if you took large amounts of antibiotics as a kid, you're going to have difficulties later on in life. Because you're going to become antibiotic resistant. If you taken large amounts of pharmaceuticals as a kid. And so that in itself is kind of like saying, don't take our products unless you absolutely need to, because they're probably going to do damage to you long term.
Okay.
Because they're chemical based.
What about this focus factor stuff and that they already have in health food stores?
Well, if you think about it, if you actually look at the ingredients of what most, and I'm not going to say all, but most vitamins,
mm-hmm.
If you look at what the ingredients
are. Oh, is that what that is, vitamins, focus factor?
Well, so if you look at what the ingredients are, like a vitamin B12, does it tell you where the vitamin B12 actually came from?
Ah, okay.
So most vitamins are actually chemical compositions also.
Ah.
So vitamin C, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. I have to back out of this one and move on because it's a trap for me.
Yeah, you can go on and on about vitamins, and you're the like the what do they call you, the mad scientist of what is your label?
I've been referenced as a mad scientist before
of brain health or something.
What I had to get to was, how do we repair the brain? Mm-hmm. So, because we eat food, and the process of humans repairing themselves is we eat food. It's also a source of energy. We eat food, and if we eat it, it goes in the stomach. I view the stomach as a garbage disposal, right? Garbage disposal chews it all up, breaks down to these micro and macro components, and then it goes to the intestinal tract. All the nutrients we absorb has to go through, majority of the nutrients has to go through the intestinal tract to be absorbed, get transported into the blood supply, and then the blood supply carries them to wherever they're going to go. So if our intestinal tract is not functioning properly, the brain is never going to get repaired.
Okay. What is the name of your brain health formula? How is marketed? What's on the label? What does it say?
Restore. Restore is the main component. It is the focal
good name.
Point. Yep. The focal point of anytime I develop something for an individual, and we can do this on an individual basis also, by the way.
Right.
So we always pair it with Restore, because Restore balances the immune system.
Okay. You said basically it's herbs and amino acids. I hate to give up. You don't want to give away your recipe, right? But what are some of the herbs and some of the amino acids in this?
With Restore, I can't tell you the recipe for amino acids, but with the ingredients, it's there. It's not hidden. So astaxanthin is one of the best antioxidants on the planet. It's extracted from seaweed. Go ahead.
There's a lot to say about those and amino acids. And you and I were talking before we went on the air. We went through that L-tryptophan phase back then. I remember taking it. I felt pretty good with that.
Right.
Well, then they took it off because somebody had health issues from it. Same thing with, what else did I tell you about that I did for a while? Some weird thing. They're very faddish. These things. Tryptophan, is that in your
form? Nope.
No, it's not.
It's
okay.
Not.
You found something better. Wow.
I have not. I view tryptophan, typically, I view it more has to do with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I've put my toes in the water of developing a formula for sleep. I haven't really gotten into that yet, mostly because I worked on this maybe 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and I stayed awake for 2 days. So it had the opposite effect.
You stayed awake 2 days, what, from the formula?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, that's just it. I haven't really got back into it because I went the wrong direction. So,
still, it's dramatic that you had full dementia in 2019. I mean, that's incredible. All right, we got one more break with you, Derek. Phone number is 884-9910 if you have questions. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Be right back after a couple of minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 1017.
On an iPhone, get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. My guest, one more segment here, Derek Lee, Director of Research and Development for Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies in Minden. In Minden! Minden, the center of brain health. I love it. Who has quite a story to tell about his own diagnosis of full dementia 4 years ago. And listen to him now. It is something. And he's come out with these products. They are a combination of herbs, Native American, Chinese origins, and amino acids. And we were talking about how the brain is mainly an electrical organ. And this is why you have I don't know what I'm talking about here, but amino acids are conducive to the electrical pulses in the brain, right?
Yeah, the amino acids, this specific amino acid complex I put together, it activates, how all my formulas work. The amino acids, it's kind of like reverse engineering the human. So the amino acids activate the immune system in the intestinal tract. The immune system in the intestinal tract then start clearing pathway to the gut bacteria. The gut bacteria then uptake nutrients more efficiently. And then what happens is the brain is able to absorb, to at least receive nutrients, so the brain can start repairing itself. And so if the brain cannot receive nutrients, the brain cannot distribute nutrients.
You're doing a very good job of wording this to a person who is not that knowledgeable of these things. You know what's it's an interesting thing, and I just read this this week, that the downturn in the economy from the COVID closures and the inflation that we're dealing with now led to a big increase of spending on things like this. So many people are trying to manage their own health care to avoid expensive doctor visits and prescription medications, which in some rare cases is not a good thing. But something like this that you put so much work into, and you are the speaking proof of how effective this is, I think you hit on something that is going to be very successful.
It is, and since the very beginning of COVID, we have been able to kill, I don't have proof it actually killed, but we've been able to reverse every single variation of COVID from the beginning up to current Omicron versions.
And RSV and the flu too, right?
RSV and the flu, as long as someone is relatively healthy without any pre-existing conditions, we've been able to reverse everything within 4 days.
For kids too, are we
including kids? We've had a 3-year-old kid with COVID, and they shut that down within 3 days because the capsules are all natural. So since 3-year-old kids and younger or older, up to I don't know whatever age that would be, have difficulty swallowing capsules. So what we do is, since they're all natural, we have the parents open up the capsule, dump the contents into a cup with some juice, stir it up, drink the juice, and that's how kids consume it.
And you have a dog restore product.
That's correct.
I first have to ask why.
So that first year of developing Restore in the first place,
yeah.
A friend of mine called me. They had a 16-year-old rat terrier that was definitely turning downhill. And they took it to the vet, and the vet had estimated the dog has less than 2 weeks to live. And I got a call saying, hey, our dog's dying. Is there anything you can do? I'm like,
dying from what?
Liver and kidney failure.
Okay.
And I believe that is the cause of most dogs.
I think you're right.
Of why they die,
yeah,
at any age, is because liver and kidneys fail. And so I put together this formula with the ingredients I had available at that time, and the dog lived 11 more months, and within 2 months had completely reversed the liver and kidney failure back to normal levels. And so the dog was, prior to taking the Restore, the dog would walk into walls, the dog could not hear, the dog could not see, and within 2 months, it was a white rat terrier, I don't know if that's normal or not, but the dog's fur had turned yellowish, and within 1 to 2 months, the dog's fur was white again, the dog had reversed liver and kidney disease, the dog could hear, the dog could see, the dog stopped running into walls, did a complete recovery, and it was arguably better than it was previously.
It's incredible stuff. What's your website? And because the first question I asked you was, where can I get this stuff? Not in stores, right?
Not in stores yet. Okay. We're open to it. We haven't. This is my first attempt at marketing, at advertising, and I need a lot of help because I can develop these things. I'm not a salesman. I can communicate about all the formulas, all the stuff I've done, but in order to sell it and market it, that's a different ballgame, and I don't know if this is going over well with the audience or not. I can talk about it.
This is your first public forum about it. This is so new, your company that you've put together in Minden.
Yep.
And I don't think we touched on this. Your first diagnosis was chronic fatigue syndrome.
That's correct. And I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome.
You seem full of energy now.
Restore. Restore does it.
Restore,
it's magic.
Does it. Okay. Well, okay, aside from the better brain abilities and such, how do you feel different from with the formula?
Ooh.
How do you feel?
Well.
And I noticed when you came in, I said, oh, you want some coffee? You don't even need coffee, really, do you?
No, don't. I don't. Maybe a year into taking Restore, I could recall when I was 8 years old, that was probably the peak of the way my brain was functioning.
Mm-hmm.
A year into Restore is the first time that I could equate that as a normality, where my brain was functioning normal. So it was almost 40 years where I feel like I'm actually getting back to normal.
Okay.
And so a cause of what doctors have determined, what the cause was of all of my issues, health issues, was as an infant, a brain trauma as an infant.
Mm.
So in talking to my mother about this, as an infant, I fell off the changing table and went headfirst into the ground. And so all these things had transpired, all from a TBI 40 years later, and it has started compounding.
You lived quite a life already.
Yeah.
What's the website again?
Brainhealthformulas.com.
That's simple.
It's that simple.
Awesome. It's been fascinating to meet you, my friend.
And you as well. Thank you.
Yeah. My wife wanted me to take notes
good.
When you talked about brain health.
I'd be happy to come back and talk to you anytime.
And how many different products do you have right
well,
now?
Well, we have, I believe, 12 or 13.
12 or 13.
Of variations of just Restore.
Man, you should take a bunch of this stuff and go on Jeopardy or something.
I would love to go on Shark Tank or something like that.
That's a good idea right there.
Right.
I think it'll catch on, my friend. It was a good meeting you. Derek Lee, Director of Research Development for Brain Health Formulas, Biotechnologies, and Minden. Get yourself some. And Derek, thanks for coming out here. And
thanks
for the gift here.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm going to take this stuff and do some mathematical formulas on the air next Saturday.
Fantastic.
It'll be something. Going to break for Fox News. We'll be back taking your calls, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1030.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You know, people are too judgmental these days. And I can tell just by looking at them. I'm John Potter, 884-9910, phone number to get on. And it's all live and local until noon. Today, we'll have more on the oncoming storm coming up later on this morning. The Reno Reddit this week blew up over a post that read, California transplants. I was wondering if you were willing to share the California hate you often receive. I'm curious what words are said, actions, glares. It's glares, yes, etc. And well, something like there are 90 comments on that one. Is there really? See, I can't speak to this because, of course, I'm not a new transplant, not from California. But is there really that much hate from Nevadans to California newcomers? Or what I'm thinking, are these Californians just a very sensitive bunch? I consider myself a longtime local, not born here, but I spent most of my life in Nevada starting in 1978. And I find the Californians that usually get the hate start sentences with, I'm from California and I can't find any good blank. We have blank in my old city and it was so much better. You know, and you can fill in the blank with Mexican food or grocery stores or schools, free programs, services, shopping, etc. I've heard it too much, and I think that's where it all comes from. You know, when they talk to the people here like we are not as good or as refined as California. It's not just Nevada. I've seen news articles from every other state hating on transplant Californians. Oh man, you should hear what they say in Montana about. So there is something that they are doing that is different from the people who move from the other 49 states. Locals, tell me what you think. Or Californians too. Or if you are Californian, do you disagree with that? And have you faced bad reactions from Nevadans and vice versa? 884-9910. I wonder, same topic, which Californians are we getting? Are we getting the liberals who really are out here and changing our laws and changing our culture? And we have evidence of that as the state goes from red to purple toward blue in Vegas and Reno. So are we getting the liberal Californians, or are we getting the conservative Californians who are sick and tired of California policies and coming here? But I think even those conservative Californians just can't stay away from changing things here also. So I don't know. Maybe there's no villains in this, but 884-9910, tell me what you think. We, of course, have a real problem at our southern border. People are coming across the border in huge, huge numbers. Last week, there was a letter sent by two former deputy directors of the FBI, one in charge of law enforcement, the other in charge of intelligence, both recently retired people. And it was sent to the leaders of Congress saying there's literally an invasion of the southern border. You have brought in several divisions worth of young military age unaccompanied men. And it said that the influx at the southern border has dramatically changed. Now, the TV is going to show you pictures of moms with kids, but the folks coming across the border, approaching 90%, are young males of military age, overwhelmingly from countries and cultures that are hostile to the United States of America. What we were talking about earlier about the attack on the two police officers in New York City, the 14, 15 or so migrants that attacked the police officers, that is the picture right there. Young males of military age, overwhelmingly from countries and cultures hostile to the USA. There weren't women and children in that attack. And these former FBI directors said that the possibility, especially in the wake of the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel, the possibility is that some of these people may be here as infiltration units, some organized effort of violence, and tracking these people down, finding out who they are, and getting them out of the country is a crucial aspect of national defense. The impact from the who's paying for this is staggering. But the far greater threat is that some of these people are combatants and that at a time of their choosing, there could be violence against America and Americans. I'm not even mentioning the drugs coming across the border. You know, we in the USA, we're not growing any heroin here. And all the deaths that we see, there's a toll to having the border this open, of course. Listen. This isn't just from the jerks on the radio. This is from two individuals who used to lead America's terrorist crime-fighting intelligence effort for the FBI, sending that to Congress. All right, let's go to the phones, 884-9910. On the California transplants, it's William calling from Stagecoach. Hey, William, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Yeah, well, I went to school here in, like, the 60s. And one of the biggest gripes I have about California is that it's turned into a communist thing, just like Nevada up here, up north. We're more or less libertarians and down south, it's like communists down there. So we got commies down there, and now we got commies moving over here from California. I have one moving up here above me. He come from Lake Tahoe, real nice area up there. He come here, and he's got me blocked out off of my road, off of my easement, for me to get in and out of my property. And I've been here. I moved out here in the desert in 1995, you know. But I lived in California, and one of the biggest gripes that I have is about this thing, because they used to just be on 780 AM, and now they're saying, they're talking this Navaj stuff. Every time they have a commercial, I wish they'd say, well, we're going to go to a commercial for 3 minutes and 10 seconds or something so that you could think for yourself and not buy no Navaj or any other kind of garbage that they're trying to sell on the commercials.
I hope things work out with the communist neighbor there from Tahoe. What you said relates to, like, he's putting a border or a fence up and blocking a road. I experienced, and by the way, William, thanks for calling. We'll let you go there. That reminds me of when I was running the Steamboat Ditch Trail, and I've done that since the 70s around Reno, and new homeowners, who I assume are not from here, are put up fences blocking the Steamboat Ditch Trail. And so what I do, I just go up their driveway and go around their fence. But I've never seen, like, fences blocking our Steamboat Ditch Trail before. This is a new thing. These are new homes. New homeowners are doing this. And I think that's misguided because they probably think, oh, there's a threat to people walking this trail by my backyard. Actually, it helps your place become more secure, I feel, because hikers and runners, they don't break into houses, and they also are a good set of eyes as to what is happening to the houses on that street. Maybe that's just me talking. 884-9910 is our number to call. I'm John Potter, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a few minutes, FM News Talk time is 1045.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
1048 our time, phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local now to noon. Let's go to the phones. Joe is calling from Reno, topic Californication. Hey, Joe, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Well, John, I'm glad I got to talk to you. I always enjoy your show. I enjoyed you when you were on Channel 2, which I don't watch anymore because you're not there. I even try to skip the... The only thing, I think Chicago, all the Chicagos are on there, and that's where I'm from originally. Oh, I didn't want to give away my identity, but anyway.
All the Chicagos are what? You're saying they took over Channel 2 or what?
No, they have Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago Police on Wednesday.
Great shows.
I think they're on 2. I'm not even sure. You know, I'm going to hit 80 here on the next birthday, and I'm not sure of anything. I'm not even sure I'm going to be 80. So I'm not sure either. So I love to talk to you young guys. Makes me feel young. Anyway, I moved into the area I live in, nice court. And about 2 weeks ago, I took 8 of my neighbors and to a Chinese restaurant because they're so helpful to me when I do my Christmas stuff. When I moved here 10 years ago, I could put it up by myself. But now I need help, and they all help me, and they're just a great group of people. But my next-door neighbor hates me. She's born here in Reno. And if you see her walking down the street...
Where are you from, Joe?
I can't tell you. But somewhere in the Midwest. Well, you could tell by the accent where I'm from.
Did you recently move here?
14. I moved here in 14.
Okay, so... Yeah. All right, so... So yeah. you're kind of who Reno Reddit was addressing when it was asking Californians, are you experiencing hate from the locals? How about you?
Well, from one, anyway. But you know what? She's I don't know what to call her, the Nazi of the neighborhood or something. Because if your garbage can isn't back by 9 hours or out before 9 hours, she'll tell you. And I mean, she's just. I actually feel sorry for the woman. She's got that, I don't know what they call it, type A personality. She's just, I don't know, she's just all tense all the time and just walks around the neighborhood with her dog like, I don't know. But, you know, at my age, I don't care anymore. Anybody could hate me. I could care less.
Yeah, who's on your street, it's just luck of the draw. Yeah. You know,
just luck of the draw. But you know what? We don't talk to each other, which thank God. And give you a story to prove my point. Mm-hmm. Somebody was walking dogs without a leash, and she went out and started yelling at him. The guy took the dogs home, came back and started beating on her door. 3 or 4 of the neighbors had to come out and try to calm her. He was going to kill her.
You know, the dogs without a leash can drive people nuts on both sides, especially the people who don't want to see the dogs not on the leash. You know, all seriousness, there have been injuries and such from that happening. They really should be on the leash. But
yeah, I know.
I'm not taking
her
side here.
No, I know they should be, but as far as I'm concerned, and they were 2 big dogs. If I'm a woman, I wouldn't come out of the house and do that. I might call down to the local authorities and say, hey, this guy walking his dogs without the leash here and they're dangerous or something. I mean, but for her to confront the guy the way she did, it must have said something to him that made him nuts. But anyway, I thought it was funny. But in fact, I think the whole thing's funny, to be honest with you, because I just love it here. I mean, I just love it. I actually moved here from California.
Mm. Yeah. And why did you leave?
Why did I leave California? It got dark one night, and nobody was looking, and I snuck out of town, and I'm not going back. It's a little crazy there for me. I mean, it's a little on the nutty side.
So you're one of the conservative Californians that have moved here, and welcome. And you're
Thank
not going to try to change anything in Nevada, I hope, right? Promise?
No, I love it just the way it is. In fact, when I moved in, I'm standing in my backyard right now looking at the snow-capped mountains. The houses they built ways from my house are now starting to, you know, and trees are starting to grow up. If I had my way, I'd take them all down. So now I think I'm a Reno guy who doesn't want building to go on.
Yeah, well, you know what?
To change.
Every Californian I've talked to, and it's true, they give that sentence about, you know, they're from California and they're here and they love it here, but they can't find this blank and things aren't as good with blank as they are in California. So, Joe, what do we need here in Reno? What do you wish was in Reno that you had in California? And I'll listen.
Well, I actually didn't have it where I lived in California, but if they were going to put an eatery in here of some kind, Portello's. Portello's has the greatest roast beef sandwiches you ever had in your life. Plus, they have a style hot tamale that's out of this world, and the hot dogs are just fantastic. Besides that, I'm married for almost 60 years to a wonderful Italian cook. So I don't need anything here, my friend, except I need her and your show. Those are the only two things I need.
Thank you. Well, Portello's, I assume, is some California chain of great sandwiches then, huh?
Well, they have them in California. Now, they have two, but they're down in the L.A. area. Yeah.
You know, one thing that stuns me is that, wow, we have not had ethnic restaurants ever like we do today. And anytime I talk to people about restaurants, it's always some other nationality type of food that they bring up. You know, the old days of the casino food and the American food is really been rapidly replaced. Everybody has their favorite ethnic restaurant. That's a good thing, right? We love food.
Nothing I love food, say. Yes. You know, I was married 2 days, I got a draft notice. And I spent a couple years in the Army. And being a poor kid from the inner city, whatever they put on the tray I ate, I didn't care. It didn't bother me. When I was a kid, you dinner was at a certain hour, and it was only, if you were late, you next thing you have is breakfast. Because and whatever mom put on the table, you better eat it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're certainly spoiled here, and I'm glad you're... I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, but I love the ethnic restaurants. I'll tell you that I love Chinese food. I mean, I just, being Italian, I still love Chinese food. It's really, really good.
You tried tried Indian food? And we got like four or five Indian restaurants now.
I tried it once when I lived in California, and I really didn't like it. I have to watch. I can't eat anything that's really spicy.
Okay.
It's not bad going in, but coming out, it causes me problems. So,
All right. Before I let you go, what are you going to do with that person, your neighbor, who put up that fence blocking your way there?
Neighbor put up a fence blocking my way? You got me mixed up with another caller, John.
Yeah,
you're older than I thought.
I got to take these brain health pills. I just can't operate.
I can't. You know what? I feel younger talking to you.
Yes, I'm getting always, a little dottery.
Always so nice to talk to you, John, and I hope to talk to you again.
All right, my friend. You truly are a good friend. That's really, really nice of you to call. Don't buy into the, if I have to give you any advice at all, have fun. Don't buy into the fear mongering. Live your life. Friends, dancing, traveling, whatever. Can't take things too seriously. Limit the news. I would laugh at the Californians who move here and want to change things. Don't let it bother you. But limit the news in your home and replace it with joy and laughter. It's kind of changed my life. Nothing will change by doing this. You're just going to feel a lot better. So That's on top of what the brain guy said. We're going to change your life here. Our phone number is 884-9910. I do want to get back to the border here because we do have that thing in Congress where Biden wants money for Ukraine and the Republicans are holding out, asking for more funding to shore up the border. And Americans have demanded action, of course, on the border, and Republicans have promised to give it to them. And we pressured Biden and we pressured Schumer, and the polls turned hard in our direction, and it worked. You know, we got them to the table to shore up the border security. Biden blinked, Schumer blinked, and we got them to negotiate. And here we are. We were on the verge of doing what the American people want. And then Trump snapped his fingers. And I want to hear what you think about that. 88, because it's a stalemate still. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter. Going to be back after Fox News. Open topic, 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back in just a couple of minutes. FM News Talk time, 1058.